The latest move to make sure Oklahoma is prepared for any changes to federal education policy. The state tackles the growing sport of slap fighting, and federal funding paid for updates to some Oklahoma City businesses. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, November 11th. I'm Deborah Shar. State Superintendent Ryan Walters is forming an advisory committee to oversee anticipated federal education policy changes from the incoming Trump administration. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the move comes after sending a memo last week preparing schools for the potential elimination of the U.S. Department of Education.
Walters says the committee will be charged with identifying how to align state policy with a new federal agenda, including phasing out and replacing federal programs and proposing state legislation. While Walters searched across the country for other recent high-profile committees, like tapping the president of the Heritage Foundation for a Social Studies Review Committee and Libs of TikTok's Kaya Rychik for a Library Advisory Committee, he says the department is looking for education leaders and policymakers from across Oklahoma for this committee. He says the search has commenced for people who have championed parents' rights, school choice, minimizing government bureaucracy, and fought against, quote, social indoctrination. Members will be announced in the coming days. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Body cam footage shows an Oklahoma City police officer using force on an elderly man. KGOU's Spencer Plato has more on the investigation into the officer's actions.
Body cam footage shows the officer investigating a traffic collision involving an elderly man. Both parties in the accident received a ticket, but the elderly man believed it wasn't his fault. The officer and the man began arguing about the situation. The elderly man then lightly tapped the officer on the chest, resulting in the officer forcing the man to the ground and putting him into handcuffs. The Oklahoma City Police Department reports the elderly man sustained serious injuries and was hospitalized. The department says it's dedicated to accountability and wants the community to know the case is under investigation, but that will take time. The officer was placed under administrative leave, and the investigation will be presented to the Oklahoma County District Attorney's Office. I'm Spencer Plato.
Slap fighting is now a state-regulated sport in Oklahoma. We get details from Sierra Pfeiffer with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Slap fighting competitions have started to appear in Oklahoma. Opponents trade undefended, open-hand slaps to the face. Flinching, dodging, or blocking blows is prohibited. Slap fighting is a relatively new phenomenon, being popularized by the Ultimate Fighting Championship, or UFC. Now, a formal opinion from Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission has the authority to regulate it. The first state to regulate slap fighting was Nevada, and the sport has continued to grow despite warnings from the medical community. One study found more than 3/4 of slap fighters showed signs of concussions. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Businesses in Oklahoma City have put American Rescue Plan Act grant funds to work in the form of new storefronts. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports areas like the Farmers Market District have new infrastructure to support their local businesses.
Fresh paint, signs, and doors are a few of the changes in the Farmers Market District off Reno Avenue in Oklahoma City. Chelsea Simpson is the co-owner of Urban Agrarian, a locally sourced grocery store. It used the funds to replace the store's large garage doors, the front door, and sign.
We are in a building that is a warehouse as well as our storefront, and so our garage doors are not only important for the look of the building, but we actually use our front dock as a receiving zone too for trucks and unloading.
She says the front was also damaged because of break-in attempts a couple of years ago. The storefront funds came from the American Rescue Plan Act. This is the last round of grants before the deadline to spend those pandemic relief funds. Minority-owned businesses and businesses in a qualified census tract were eligible to apply. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.